कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव.
You're listening to Cyrus Says.
Cock and bull, and we're very happy to note a lot of people didn't turn up. Amber Rana got stuck in traffic. Amit Doshi, who was supposed to be here, went for a meeting to earn money. And so I'm down to Kaustubh, a good friend of mine, who wandered in for no reason whatsoever. And Joel Pereira, once the head of AIB, head of editorial content, shareholder, and a man responsible for the vicious attacks on somebody or the other. Oh, and Abbas, who's just pointed to himself and said, "You forgot me. Abbas, I'm so sorry. I don't know why that happened. You're big, you're huge, you're lovely."
Why follow your auntie's advice when you can follow Cyrus Says on Facebook and Twitter to stay updated about the latest shows?
Very sad news here, not because the show's about to start, that too, I suppose. Cock and Bull used to be Cyrus Says. But the sad news is from Pyongyang, that's how you pronounce it, North Korea. A lady, well, the house caught fire and she ran in to save her kids. And later on, they found out that she did not save pictures of Kim Jong-un and his father and grandfather, which were around on a wall, for which she was arrested. Now, this can never happen in India, let me tell you. This can never happen in India. Primarily because I'm sure all of us would first take our leaders' portraits out and then leave the damn kids. What future do we have anyway for them? Let them go to, as we say, hell. Which may be close by and closer than you think. It's called Cock and Bull. We'll be right back. Okay, Cock and Bull, looking very demure and sad, our guest today. Joel Pereira is back, used to head, I think, AIB.
Editorial director.
Yeah. Editorial director is a pretty heavy-sounding term.
Yeah.
What is it? Nobody knows what it means, right?
I was running editorial, I guess.
I guess that's what it means. And with us, another content provider, Kaustubh, who works with me from time to time, or used to work. I don't know what he's doing right now. Kaustubh, your background is very interesting. Basically, Vashi.
Yeah.
So, no one is interested. No one is interested. He was in Sacred Heart, Vashi. And when he said Sacred Heart, because I remember, as cricket schools go, the Santa Cruz one was very famous. Mm-hmm. So, I said, "Sacred Heart, you're a cricketer." Turns out, he's a footballer from Vashi.
What's my favorite Sacred Heart, Vashi story? Back in the day, when I was in college, there were some guys from Sacred Heart, and they told me that part of their school uniform was a bow tie. And I found that
like a bow tie
fucking funny because...
Is that true?
But I think they got rid of the bow tie.
You're stammering and stuttering. What the hell?
They got rid of the bow tie and the tie as well. So...
What?
So now you look
imagine
like,
all these
like
little
so now you're like Saturday. A sports journalist on CNN, is it? Like tell the truth. Did they have the bow tie?
As far as I know, I don't think so. Because
folks, please write in and tell us. Anyone from Sacred Heart, Vashi, the truth. Joel says he couldn't sleep for days after seeing that, and Kaustubh denies it. And he was in Sacred Heart, Vashi, for what it's worth.
Yeah, because all these little kids walking around Vashi like little butlers. You're talking about indignity of dogs.
That's really mean, man, Joel. What do they call you, as chief guest or something? It's one of the ceremonies.
At least now they don't have them anymore.
Yeah, so we will find out. Maybe they have them to 50 standard or something. Were you, Kaustubh, were you there from first standard?
Junior KG, yes.
Well, that Joel, you liar.
I think
editorial content.
I think they must
mail content.
They must have fake news.
That's what we do as well. Right. And Abbas,
yes.
Welcome back to your own show.
Yeah, thank you. So much.
Bad news, sad news. Abbas, can I mention?
Yeah, sure.
Abbas is going to leave for better pastures, the country. No. The podcast, which is symbolic in itself. And how long? 2 years?
Three happy years
as my producer on. I mean, we're almost like
your producer for 2 years, but overall 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah. His fans are going to miss him.
Yeah, I'm sure. But I'm also going to miss him. Abbas, you've done lots of good work.
Thank you so much.
Good work.
I think this is the first time ever.
Yeah, some appreciation. Abbas, he's almost in tears.
No, I'm just trying to hide my insincerity.
You can't believe it.
Yeah.
People are still laughing.
I know.
Let him talk. It's his last episode. Okay, I get it.
It's not my last episode.
Last?
Two more to go.
Yeah. Can't wait. kidding. All right. And we have Kaustubh. Did I mention you? I mentioned you.
Yeah,
right?
you did.
But you also played football for Maharashtra State under 21.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
That's his claim to fame. None of us have done anything close to that. Joel is a creative guy. What is that?
I played district level.
What?
Football.
Footy.
Yeah.
Tune kera.
Yeah.
Kiske saath? Bow ties.
No, not with them, obviously. No, I played under 16.
Say swear.
Swear.
Will you touch Kaustubh and swear right now?
He'd die. He'll turn into a pillar of ash. I swear on anything.
Under 20 DSO.
Huh? Oh, panga, chalo.
What is DSO?
Who cares? He's angry. No, sir, it's the alpha male thing. Who's, you know what is longer? Let's find out. Yeah. Keep going, boys.
Kaustubh got offended by the bow tie thing. He's, like,
he's very angry.
I think
Joel, you started on the wrong foot.
I was only, to be honest, I only think I was on the team because I was large. I has to play fullback.
Were you the goalkeeper? Were you the goalkeeper?
No, okay, all right. He's pulling his own punches here, bro. Come on. Okay, let's stop then. There's a lot of fighting going on in the show for some reason. Again, it sounds like India. CAA, anti-CAA.
I'm telling you, they were wearing bow ties, which is why.
But why do you wear bow ties in under 21 state selection tournament?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's amazing.
Jersey shorts. That'll be fun. And bow tie.
What if they just wore bow ties?
What if that was our jersey itself?
Yeah. We have to stop it here because we can't go talking about fashion in schools in Vashi.
Yes.
Let's move on to something very interesting which you've got lined up for us, Mr. Anchor Abbas.
So, a cop in J&K was caught with some very hardcore terrorists. His name was Devinder Singh.
He's got some awards and all that.
He's got awards. He has actually a very interesting backstory.
How long will it take?
Forward.
Can I go pee and come back? How long will your backstory take?
I'm going to tell you. Presidential police medal. Yeah. That is the top.
Which is better than district level football.
Much better.
Okay.
A lot of conspiracy theories popping up because this guy was named in a letter that Afzal Guru wrote to his lawyer.
Correct.
Where he, Afzal Guru was coerced by this person to sort of socialize with the terrorist who carried out the parliament attack. He's a known torturer. He's someone who has tortured people in prisons, and yet he's someone who has been
awarded. So you're saying police brutality and using
police brutality, not yet so at legal the same methods. Time a decorated cop. Afzal Guru, of course, goes back more than 10 years.
So it's like Ben Johnson winning the Olympic gold but having taken steroids and...
Or basically Shakti Kapoor as a cop in every 80s movie.
Bow ties. Also a guy who wore bow ties, also, by the way.
So things are not clear right now. Is he a rogue cop? Is he a double agent? Is he someone who the
How did it come out now?
Exactly. Had he not been caught with the... And one of the terrorists he was caught with actually had a 20 lakh rupee bounty on his head. So right there, if he's a cop, he should be turning the terrorist into the authorities, which he claimed.
Was he sort of undercover? Not. What would be the claim?
That's the mystery, right? So things haven't really unraveled right now.
This question has to be taken by Kaustubh. I'll tell you why. Kaustubh's father's side is a 4G side.
Okay.
So, in a sense, they're closer to the police.
So, no.
Let's forget the bow tie for a second.
No.
And you take this question. It's a little complicated because how can one say whether he's, you know, I mean, I don't, how can I can't.
What
know,
is your take on that?
For sure.
I mean, what do you think is this guy's deal?
As far as we know, when it comes to police and chores, very often the line is a little, you know, blurred and you can cross from one to another.
Or parallel.
Also, when you do undercover work or you're doing certain work, we're trying to, you know, get into the other side. So we don't know. I'm not taking his side, but I'm saying I don't have enough information.
Right.
But it definitely sounds like police brutality is there from all the things that have been mentioned. And that, unfortunately...
Oh, police brutality, he confessed to.
Yeah.
They did an interview
because
with
sometimes
him,
like, it's looked as a good thing.
But when it comes to national security, police brutality is like okay for them because, you know, the nation's outcome is at stake. So
Homeland Security,
the new guys that he was caught with completely by mistake, okay? He was driving around and it was one of those situations.
So he was caught for drinking and driving?
No, there was a random like Nakabandi.
Yeah.
He was caught in Nakabandi.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I abuse Nakabandis all the time. I take it back. Nakabandi is one of the things I hate.
They caught him completely randomly, and one of the constables or one of the cops identified this guy. He was one of the terrorists because he was, like he said, had a 20 lakh bounty on his head and this.
So who was driving?
So cop was driving, and he was.
So
there.
The terrorist hired the cop as a driver.
Yep.
Yes.
I mean, talk about.
I mean, that was, I mean, the that's the optics that we got.
That is the story.
So now, what would be his explanation? I mean, we wouldn't know because he hasn't.
We don't
come
know,
out
but the thing is that the NIA has taken it over, and now we will never find out.
So he'll never
like,
see,
you know
won't
that
be seen
Ajit,
again.
You know that Ajit Doval got caught one day randomly by mistake with Chota Rajan, right?
Not quite the same thing, but yeah.
It's just very same thing.
A gangster.
Yeah,
at that time,
I mean, Chota Rajan also was running guns into this country. So you could, it's close enough.
Then he broke from his master and claimed to be a patriot. Yeah.
And he got caught.
And his birthday was celebrated in Thane while he was in Tihar jail. You know that, na? Posters everywhere. I went, I also partied a little bit.
Did you wear a bow tie?
I did. But I played cricket, not football, because he preferred cricket.
That was a party uniform, I guess.
There you go. And no abdi guard.
Also, it adds some decorum to the event. Right?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's all about class, Joel, and I'm all about class. You look the way I'm dressed.
Vashi, Thane.
Vashi, Thane, cricket, Chota class. Rajan, put them together. Class, 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 class.
Class, class, class.
Yeah, we interrupted your flow, unfortunately.
Sorry. Yeah, so it's happened before. Hmm. Okay, where you have had like really high-ranking senior cops, or even Doval is a cop, actually, to be fair, and being caught with these people, because with this guy in particular, it's very murky because.
So you won't buy a story that he's undercover, that he's trying to infiltrate, that he's trying to get into the action.
If he was undercover, I don't think we would have seen a single media
report. That's the only thing they can use.
Yeah. No, but I don't think we would have seen a media report about it. Because our media is so pliant, especially when it comes to...
they would have been told to...
Like I mean, said, even now the major mainstream news channels like, just mentioned this in passing.
Yeah.
Nobody actually... the depth they go into...
I got a call to saying to drop the story. And we have, what, 8 people listening? Including
more than 8.
9.
A million downloads per month.
But you're leaving, so 10.
You're leaving, so 7.
See, my maths is good, no?
Yeah. but the lengths our news channels go into when
an
inflammatory speech is given or they make something up, right? But this was almost like in passing.
No, no. Huh. But Abbas, what Joel is saying is that if it was an undercover thing,
sure, I agree.
They would have clamped down on it in 2 minutes and it wouldn't have come out in the media. That's because true. Our media is very compliant with the government and says, haji, haji, all the time.
No, and if it was an undercover thing, considering he was such a senior cop, 2 phone calls would have sorted it at that moment, at that Nakabandi at 2 a.m. or whatever.
Maybe
3 phone calls, This was obviously
I would always use one for Scootsy. I mean, I'm hungry, you know what I mean? They've taken me in, Nakabandi.
Plus,
no
the
food.
Cops would have confiscated the car, so you have to call an Uber.
There you go.
Of course.
Who'll pay Uber prepaid? Paytm.
By the way, as of this think morning, Uber Eats and Zomato have merged together.
What are you saying?
That's
bigger news. Why do you bring
really
this?
Way to say
who bought
Zomato
who? Who bought whom?
Uber Eats.
Zomato ate up Uber Eats. Okay, that's correct.
That was a very subtle way to go about it.
Yeah, merged is a very classy.
So Zomato can come on as a sponsor. We're okay with that.
Sure, why
That's
not?
Great. Yeah. You can pay us in food.
Please do.
And for today's podcast, Joel is a heavy boy. Mutton biryani.
Peanuts.
Biryani should always be mutton.
Huh?
Topic for another day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Topic for another day about how no biryani is biryani and it has mutton in it.
That's what?
Yeah.
At last, someone. Today,
oh
very good.
God.
All my people have come
Cyrus.
On. All my people have
Nakabandi
come on.
Nakabandi proved fruitful.
I almost took Devinder Singh's side. When you said Nakabandi, I jumped to his rescue. Hate those things. All right. Are we done with that story? We've reached
last
nowhere.
Word. Anything you want to add?
Look,
this?
We don't have enough proof.
But
it looks murky, as he said. That's exactly right.
It almost reconfirms the fact that everything in Jammu, the law and order in Kashmir
is not as clear as people
is very isolated from the rest of the country where, you know.
I don't think it's a J&K thing per se. I think it's all across
of course
the world.
It's a J&K
where,
thing,
you know, you have people of certain dubious quality and character and then they get taken in, maybe for money, maybe for other reasons. We don't know, but that's the way it is.
See, and also, you know, this is something that doesn't get reported enough in the mainstream. I mean, everyone talks about it also because it's a sign of like patriotism to be all like pro government
exactly.
Or whatever. But
is
the
it?
Fact is, of course.
Another interesting thing, so the medal that Bravery Award that he got for the case or the
past,
thing was for shooting down a bunch of terrorists at the night time, and apparently he had a day duty, but for that one incident that he won the Bravery Award.
So what was he doing in the night?
In the night?
Because, that's another murky story.
Yeah,
but maybe he didn't shoot the friends who became his friends. So the 2-3 terrorists who he didn't shoot became his friends, and now they employed him. And
of
he,
course,
you know, I mean,
because if there's one thing terrorists are known for, it's for making friends.
Yes, and you're forgetting charisma. Charisma, and don't mean the actress.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Although she's been forgotten a little bit as well. But charisma, I tell you, is very important. Very important.
Charisma of the terrorist or the cop?
I don't know. One of them has charisma and the other one is like, wow.
Or maybe both of them have.
But then that leads to like romance and there's possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
Who knows what they would do.
I think we've, between the four of us, we've really given
I just hope someone writes
a straight-on answer.
Tell-all book in the near future.
About it'll have to be a terrorist. One. Actually, the truth will only be known to the terrorists. Nobody else.
No. See, the thing is that, you know, we keep talking about how the Pakistanis like to keep Kashmir on the boil and, you know, like, you know, their war of a thousand cuts, etc. But no one talks about how, our defense establishment and our security establishment also loves the fact that Kashmir is on the boil because, I mean, people are people, right? You can be an officer or whatever. And it's a well-known fact, for instance, that if you're a young infantry officer with some ambition, getting serving in Kashmir
is your best chance to go up.
Correct.
Let me check with the expert here in our studio, whose father was in the Navy.
Also
was,
has
right?
a national flag in his car stuck, so... Yeah, he is
why
like
bring that up? Because they stopped you again. He has a national flag and they stop him only all the time. But apparently you can cut corners, don't pay tolls and all, right?
Yeah.
Because you're a member of the military establishment. Can you get me one
actually, these days they've taken down that rule and they have only defense vehicles with the arrows and the number different numbers who let them pass through.
Yeah.
But back then it was like just show your ID card and then...
Okay, but coming back to the Joel story about Kashmir, is it true that you go to Kashmir to gain honors and glory? If you get transferred there, that's your best chance to go up?
Maybe because it's a sensitive topic. People do get an upper hand when it comes to serving in Kashmir with respect to other areas in India, but... You know, you never know.
But since there's no sea in Kashmir, you have no idea.
We have a peacetime army, right? And if you are one of the many thousand officers, and you know how the army structure is, it's like a pyramid, a very steep, sharp, slippery pyramid.
At least according to asterisks and obliques.
Yeah, so you need
to basically... This is where I learned all my army stuff.
You need to basically show yourself as being effective or, you know, under fire or whatever. Yeah. And the only way to... For the longest time, it was both Kashmir and the Northeast.
Why was a day-duty guy shooting in the night?
Exactly, right?
I mean, that doesn't make sense because you want the guy to be at his best. So why would you make him do double duty in a situation where
or
he has to fight?
Maybe you want to catch the terrorists off guard saying, hey...
Our day guy will shoot you in the night. That's a good
surprise
movie. Whatever happens, I'm glad your dad served, but I'm so glad you didn't. Awesome, really. All right, next topic.
Right, Jeff Bezos is promised to invest about 13?
5 billion in total.
5 or 3?
No.
1 billion. 1 billion,
5 billion total?
5 in total.
1 added an extra one.
Ah, okay.
Because I think the real number, the cumulative number is more like 7.5 billion so far in India.
Right.
So especially after Walmart, the Walmart Flipkart thing happened for 17 billion.
So he came to India.
They didn't let me in.
There's a video of him.
Even with your Prime membership.
There you go.
How?
And I really am a loyal supporter.
Yeah,
by
so
the way.
Am I.
I'm like a bra to Amazon.
If you're a Prime supporter, I expect like VIP.
I was just disgusted. And the thing is, they would not release the itinerary. It's now even a prime minister or president visiting, you get the itinerary. Jeff Bezos has now reached a point where he's bigger than all that.
Right.
So the team, Amazon India, whoever the hell the team is, refused to give the itinerary as to where all he was going. Mm-hmm. It was known only to a group of four or five people.
Oh, you know why, right?
Why?
Because it's humiliating for Jeff Bezos to come to the country and not meet any of the senior government officials, which is exactly what happened.
And to avoid traffic jam.
He did meet a couple.
Who?
He was in Delhi for a little while.
Yeah.
And they all went to the Mahatma
Gandhi
shrine.
That way, if you like hang out at the Habitat Center, you'll meet a couple of government people.
Fair enough. But he did meet
the last time. No, the last time.
And they all wanted Amazon membership at cheaper rates.
The last time he was here in 2014, he met the PM, he met the Finance Minister, he met the Minister of Commerce and Trade, and so he met a lot of big shots.
Thank God he didn't come earlier, because the last Finance Minister was put in jail by this Finance Minister sort of thing.
No, 2014 means the regime had changed by
2015.
But if he came before, in the Congress, now that you want to kill the joke, we have to go back to the dates for half an hour.
Yeah, damn it, Abbas.
Really, Abbas.
What the hell, yeah?
Okay, I mean, nitpicking on your second last episode ever.
Yeah.
Really.
Good thing you're leaving.
What was I saying? The thing is that in spite of him saying he's going to invest so much, Piyush Goyal has actually sort of played him down.
No, he made a
saying
mistake.
Flipkart and Amazon investing so much, they're not doing any country any favors.
But Piyush then flipped again.
What did he say then?
He said he was, what they all say, quote it out of context. I love that line, it's my favorite. Yeah. Every time I'm caught with a girl, I'm like, quote it out of context.
But there was this...
I've never been caught with a girl. That's part of the problem.
That's part of the context.
Yeah.
What's the newspaper that Jeff Bezos...
Washington Post.
The Washington Post writes a lot of anti-BJP and anti-Modi stuff, which is why the government wasn't very pally with him... announcing that he's going to.
You think that's
so
the reason?
That's what I
mean. Somebody's giving you 7.5 billion. You can forget a few barbs here and there.
No, there's another reason also, right?
Which is
because the small and medium traders are really pissed off with online e-commerce.
It's killed a lot of their work.
Killing a lot of them.
Yeah. I mean, it's really sad, honestly. I used to go to the supplement store myself, stand there, pay a couple little money for parking, which is not good. You shouldn't encourage the kind of illegal things. Now you just go online and buy everything.
Cut the middleman.
So like video killed the radio star, but didn't really happen. Here the retailer killed the Amazon.
The online guy killed the retailer.
Sad. True.
Sad.
Yes. But what I like most about Jeff Bezos is he wore Indian outfits everywhere.
That's what I
looks stupid.
Look weird.
He looked like one of those guys in Leopold. You know, the women don't wear underwear.
He looks like Pitbull, first of all. Like, if you put sunglasses on him.
Pitbull looks very aggressive.
Exactly like
Jeff looks very placid and happy. For me, he looks more like he's coming out of an ashram.
Yeah.
You know, he's had 4 years there.
Have you noticed this trend of these giant international CEOs when they get a certain stature? Suddenly, they all look really swole. Do you understand? Like it, and it extends from everyone. Like for instance, you remember Dr. Dre, right? He was always a big guy, but
and
he was
not
a bit of
technically a doctor.
He was a fatty,
yes.
And then suddenly he gets $1 million and whatever. And if you look at him now, he's like an MMA guy.
Dr. Dre.
Even Jeff Bezos, for that, I saw a picture of him with rolled up sleeves and all these bulging biceps. Right.
That's because his wife divorced him. No, a lot of fighting happens after that. Very careful.
Zuckerberg doesn't look like that, though.
Zuckerberg looks like a guy from IIT Mumbai. Honestly, and the guy who's hanging outside, you know, who doesn't have any friends, which is saying something to IIT Mumbai, you know,
who pretends to be from IIT Mumbai. You know.
Why would you?
He might be listening to you guys.
He must be. I'm a big IIT Mumbai fan.
I hope he is. And if he is, thank you.
Who, Bezos?
No.
Zuckerberg. I don't mind. You think Facebook should buy us? What do you think?
Buy us as in Cyrus's? Yeah, IBM?
Huh?
No.
Are you out of your fucking mind? Let's take a break and then come back. All right, back here on what is a wonderful episode filled with people screaming and shouting. I don't know what's happened today. Everybody's a little flat and tired and sad for some reason.
They're sad because Abbas is leaving.
Can we play the Shanai here for a second? Nice.
All right, I only will have to put the
Shanai.
Put,
I hope you had put. Well, now we've gone beyond the Shanai.
What's the
next topic?
You were talking about... Achha, theek hai. You don't want to talk about Facebook taking over IBM?
No. I'm saying, why are you cynical?
Why is it? I don't trust... I think Facebook is like that Skynet thing where the product is bigger than what founder thought it will be, and now it's not in his control.
Okay.
So
it's like terrorism. It's just grown. And,
but terrorism and, has taken over Facebook data, so...
Yeah, that's true. Somewhat. Yeah.
They don't take ownership of the times they fuck up.
You get Aadhaar card data.
Let me go to the one man who understands the internet. The man who was there before Facebook, Joel. Joel? What leaving bow ties aside.
What is Facebook?
It's where you meet your friends.
Is it like a book? I can buy it in a
store.
It's
Tinder for us guys.
Okay, let's move on.
I agree, because they have, they're using, you know, they keep using facial recognition software and they're using Facebook to mine. So I read an article in one of these magazines where they say that the profile that Facebook has created of you from your Facebook account, from your Instagram account, is a more accurate personal psychological profile of you than your closest friends have, than the perception that your closest friends have about you.
Right.
Because a lot of times you can hide your behavior and intent from your friends.
Like, example, you and I like to wear women's lingerie and dance on Friday night alone. The bow tie is him alone.
But you can't hide that from Facebook.
You can't hide that from Facebook or Instagram, right?
You're going to go and like lingerie posts somewhere. Yeah.
And then they're going to send you
like
more.
I always say erectile deficiency comments.
Dysfunction
comments. Whatever. Deficiency, dysfunction. Who really looks at the whole form?
Not getting enough
that
erections.
Hair, skin. I get all that. Why do I get all that? There's a reason, right?
Yeah, because the camera's looking at your face.
Why am I using my face? I'm failing. I'm failing to put anything on. Yeah. All right. Again, we lost the plot here. What the hell are we talking about?
Hence,
Facebook.
We would
talk about Facebook cynicism. And I think we can all agree.
Let me write to dear Facebook. Mark, if you want to buy into IBM, whatever price,
you
we're ready.
Love Facebook.
Yeah.
Whatever price, don't say that.
He's not that bad,
No, he's an asshole. I hate him.
I love him. And I'm only saying that because you hate him.
Oh, you think he's listening?
Yeah, of course he's listening.
Hey, Mark, I love you too.
Okay, Deepika Padukone, after being lauded so much for going to JNU, now got into some controversy because she was doing a TikTok challenge where the host of the TikTok asked her of her three favorite looks from her films. So she named her looks from...
Why couldn't she just go like...
She included her look in the film Chapak, where she's playing an acid attack victim, as one of her favorite looks.
Post, and then the post look after the attack.
Yeah, and then the person whose TikTok it was, they did a makeup tutorial, and they sort of she painted her face to look like an acid attack victim.
That's a little silly.
Exactly, it was it was considered insensitive, and
let me call Prakash. I'll fix this.
A few days after she was applauded for this now. And I see the idea
behind... The problem with the internet, man. Every 5 minutes they're after you. Either they think you're great or they think you're terrible.
I'll tell you, I'll give you my hot take.
Oh, please.
This is what happens when you have...
Would you like Shanai before that?
20, no, it's a hot take. So it
what
has
music
to be like
want?
Tabla.
Listen, don't push it, man. This is low budget. I got to niche.
That's why we need Mark Zuckerberg.
We'll
have one guy live over
here. Go for it.
So yeah, so basically this is what happens, I think, when you have a 20-year-old as your social media representation.
Kostob?
Okay. This is, yeah, because basically, like, when you're 20, any idea seems like a good idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then
you don't think
because,
it through. Wow, good
And
idea.
Then the older people are like, you know what? You're 20. You seem to know, like, your way around the internet. Let's run with it.
Didn't Zuckerberg get the idea at 20 anyway for Facebook?
I think so. And yeah. See what's happened.
There you go.
And see what's
prove
happened.
Your point. Yep,
see
yep,
what's
yep,
happened.
But isn't the underlying idea, I see the idea, like, it's normalizing the look of someone who has gone through an acid attack. Like, you can look
if you leave
beautiful.
The emotions aside, yeah. It's a perfectly normal thing to do because it's a difficult look or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So from an aesthetic point of view or whatever you want to call it, okay. I understand the conversation. But you have to look at it from the perspective.
Yeah, that's
that
what the implementation is. Like, it's like saying on World Disability Day or right. whatever, it's like saying let's all walk around in wheelchairs and crutches to show our solidarity with people who are differently abled. I think
and how to design a crutch and then hobble.
Once you're a hot topic, you tend to become another hot topic in a couple of days because, you know, you're already hot then. And then. So
you're saying hot leads to hot.
Yeah.
Is yours a scientific principle based on years of wearing a bow tie?
Of course. The bow tie gives me some...
There you go. I don't know.
You think if it was done like a straight up serious thing that it doesn't matter how you look, you know, I mean,
maybe
the way you, I mean, you know, the some
maybe
kind
like
of
a makeup class or something. How did she transfer herself for this, that, and the other?
Yeah,
in
that's
a very
that's like a,
scholarly fashion. You may get away with it, but in the times we live in and the kind of, you know, after effects or undercurrents of having this in your mind, it's a little
also
it's too flippant.
Videos are like 5 seconds long, so you can't.
But thank God for that.
You know, I know people. Who after have being stalked on the internet, have people know girls specifically who have carried bottles of soda in their bags,
right?
Because they have
such
a
fear.
Very real palpable fear of being attacked by some random with a bottle of acid. So I don't think so in the light of all that, and I don't think there's a woman in this country who has not thought about it. See, we don't. Right, and I don't, and then for someone to be like, hey, if you want to, this is how you do it, and all.
I don't want to
like,
sound facetious or flippant, but my wife and other girls growing up and all in college and all used to see how men would touch them at the bus stops and in the bus, in the train, bus. All that on the road, walking all the time, you know, and you don't know who because there's a crowd, you know.
Yeah.
So I never took it seriously, honestly. But really, it really happened. And then when I started working out my glutes. And again, I'm not being flippant, but the moment I developed
you want people
jewel,
to touch you.
What is no? I then? People Colaba Causeway places like that. I would suddenly feel someone touching me. Occasionally, it was myself, but very often it was somebody else as well. So I'm just saying. So I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know why I apologize.
Do you also carry bottles of?
No, you're going in the same direction as Deepika. This is where the line gets again blurred for us, and somebody's going to come back.
Of course.
Unfortunately, we live in times, I suppose, Joel, you take this one. You're the slightly more mature viewpoint here. We've got to edit on the spot, in a sense, right? And just
yeah, I mean, it's not edit on the spot. It's like, look at the world through other people's
experiences. No, but she's done it in a split second.
No,
as
so
the 20-year-old in charge
no,
of this.
I'm sure this got approved by
yeah,
levels
it's
of
Deepika,
people.
It's
I
not
don't
some
know.
Like,
I don't
you know?
Think so. I think it was a much faster pay from what I gather. It just like one or two people and boom, it goes.
If I mean, someone had enough balls on that team to be like, go to JNU and stand in solidarity with the students. And somewhere, some
no, but she may have. She may,
a person
she may
on the
have,
same team no, was because, like, "Let's do this."
Listen,
also.
There are a lot of Bollywood people who are very pro.
How many of them show it? How many of them?
Yes,
have
so that's the whole thing. So maybe she just, you know, said, "Okay, I'm going to put my foot down and do something." I mean, look, she, at the end of the day, she's one of the most popular people in the country. You can't deny her that.
Yeah, sure. I'm not denying that.
So
but
she decided to take a stand.
Like, it's like...
Here, it's something...
It's like bravery and stupidity.
One second. This is what Stephen Smith went through. It was like a brain fade. It's like your judgment didn't happen. There's no malicious intent. They didn't purposely do this because they want to make fun of the whole... Oh, it's
no,
cute. Let's get
not.
This look. It's not
obviously
bad.
Obviously not.
It was a judgment error.
No one is saying that. I think they're saying, please be a little more sensitive to this.
Exactly. That's it.
That's all you're doing.
That's it. So let's not attack her.
Okay.
Let's
not attacking her.
Let's attack her 20-year-old social media manager.
Correct. I'm a big fan of sports icons, and Prakash Padukone, we bow to him.
Sure.
We're not fit to clean his feet.
Yeah.
Go on.
Okay.
See, my interest in Bollywood stars is not that much. Sorry.
Niti Aayog member V.K. Saraswat claimed that the suspension of internet in Jammu and Kashmir and after the abrogation of 370 did not have a significant effect on the economy because he said it, internet in J&K was only used to watch dirty films.
This
is basically Indian uncle, no?
Exactly, yeah.
Like Indian uncle sees one boy and one girl walking together and he's like, that's it. They're having sex now only.
In front of me on the road.
In
Sanskriti and Parampara and all that.
In the same week where Jeff Bezos has said, I will invest $7 billion, and you have uncle saying, internet's pawn.
No, why even is he's not. He's a scientist and he's also a member of the NITI, which is like our planning commission, right? And this is the attitude that these guys have towards the internet or technology or towards people in that state.
I have another spin here which has caused a lot of controversy. What's wrong with dirty pictures?
Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, really, honestly.
Ask the censor.
Who amongst us, to quote the Bible badly, who amongst us has not watched a dirty picture? Male or female? For 5 seconds at least.
So at the time of recording this, the government has already banned certain porn sites.
Why? Why certain and not all?
Because all of them don't have a server which doesn't fluctuate this.
I know. You don't have to tell me. I know. I'm a little upset it takes me longer, but I, you know.
Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't even know what Facebook is. So.
Sure.
He goes all the way to Ajanta Ellora to see cave paintings and all that and get off on that
stuff. That's what
Yeah.
You should come home. I'll see those sketches.
Yeah. Dirty tourist. Take a selfie with those pictures. I mean, that's fantastic.
What's a selfie?
Is that allowed? Oh, sorry.
take a selfie where?
Leave it.
Okay, cool.
Your problem is that you want to probe at the wrong time.
Just to say that the internet shutdown didn't have a significant effect on the economy on a public platform. That's just stupid, no?
Yeah, you know, I understand you want to take the government side or against or whatever, but when it's just a banal sort of reasoning and all, I don't know why you even bother. There is sometimes where you can buy the argument and then sometimes it's ridiculous.
Like in, I think it was in 2015 or 2016, the Kerala High Court said that the internet is a fundamental right.
Yeah.
It's not a favor or a service that you pay for fun, you know. It's not like Tinder Gold for
because that's all you've got to be in touch with all your cousins in the Gulf.
You have to be with actually everyone, right? Yeah. It's a fundamental right to have internet, and which is like it's not just about Kashmir. It's the like for instance, India is the country which leads by a huge margin the number of times the internet is shut down in various
China?
Places.
Yeah.
No,
more than
we
China.
Beat China.
We
are better than China. Something.
Oh, China.
No,
one thing, China is not even on the list.
What are you saying?
China does. China shut down its
internet. Who's on the list? Pakistan.
No, like countries like Syria and like you know,
well,
those places.
Yeah, where internet is not yet arrived.
So India accounts for 47% of global internet shutdowns in the year 2019.
Oh.
Yeah, 47% of internet shutdowns.
That is a critical take on the government, Mr. Joel. Pereira, minority.
Again, this is irreversible, right? Mm-hmm. Even if this government goes out of power, the next government which comes will do the same thing and the whataboutism will start. Nah, they did it, so we'll also do it.
Considering that we are so IT heavy in terms of commerce and what we provide and get, it makes no sense, you know, that we would attack our own, in a way, you know, our own food and bread and butter.
And talking about the fundamental right, which you were just referring, you know about the new data policy act that is coming up, right? So that there it goes. So
the government is. I don't know the.
The government will have the sole right to get into someone's
so basically,
internet data.
It's like Uncle Sam. They can just do what they want.
Yeah. So basically, what they're forcing companies to do is they're forcing them to localize their data. So for instance, now we are all use these services, right? Like Instagram or Facebook or Google or whatever. Now the thing is that all our data could be anywhere in the world, right? Because you know how data is not static, it keeps jumping from server to server, etc. So the Indian government, what they want to do is they want to force companies that are operating in India to store their data locally and then give government the access to that data.
I feel they're just legalizing the illegal thing they did in the first place. So
correct, yeah.
So basically they can
But see, a lot of things, like for instance, let's say you're on the Apple server or you're on a Google server, right? Like what happened with Apple, right, in China, where the Chinese were like, give us access to, and Apple said no. Or even in the US, like, I remember, you know, there was that Santa Clara bombing that happened.
Yeah, it became a big issue. The FBI wanted all
the... because they wanted to unlock their phone.
Yeah, and in the end, the right to privacy prevailed, right?
Yeah, right of privacy prevailed. Yeah. See, they cracked the phone anyway, but Apple refused to help them.
Yeah.
Right.
So that is what the government, even like, for instance, Twitter and Facebook, I think, released stats on the number of, Google also released stats on the number of times governments have asked them for information
on
users.
But that's not fair.
Yeah,
I need someone to put a check on the government. Who's going to do that?
There will be no accountability at all since the act will be passed.
But do you know how many messages, illegal messages I sent to other people's wives for no reason whatsoever? I mean,
well, it's all going to be exposed.
Happy Valentine's Day in August. I mean, come on. Catch me.
Yeah,
Abbas, do you have anything to hide?
I have lots of things to
hide. Some jokes that you've stolen from Rohan Joshi, his good friend.
I have nothing to hide. My life is an open book.
Come on, Roger.
Nothing.
On. You've not even come on Facebook yet, yaar.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I've not come anywhere.
Yeah, no corruption?
Nothing.
No paying of taxes, that kind of thing?
Nothing.
Breaking a signal?
It's clean, like a clean, like a slate.
No playing with little Joel?
Nothing.
Oh, God.
Only bow ties.
My God.
Only bow ties.
Sounds like he's from the government. It's perfect. Yeah.
The CAA protests are still going on. The one protest site that has been like the most in focus has been Shaheen Bagh in Delhi. There was this accusation of...
Does the rate go up or down, you think, when these things happen?
Rate of what?
Of the area. I'm always worried about that. You know, I mean, like, I'm in Walkeshwar.
Well, Shaheen Bagh
was protesting.
Really,
I'm like, oh God, am I up or down now?
Shaheen Bagh is little more than a slum.
It's
in East Delhi.
A bag is a bag, boy.
No. Only for Parsis.
Shaheen is as Parsi name as you can get.
There was a video released whose like the authenticity of it is still in question.
Oh, one second, please don't say that. Please don't do this entire two sides rubbish.
Joel,
it was absolutely
Joel,
one.
His,
you know,
name
that,
is Abbas.
You know that they've sent them. They've sent Amit Malviya a defamation notice, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. These two ladies and the lawyer representing all the women at Shaheen Bagh. Yesterday they've sent Amit Malviya because he was the guy who posted it. Right. They've sent him a defamation notice.
It's tough to prove.
The video was alleging that the protesters get paid 500 rupees per day to show up and protest. It was pretty hilarious.
So it's on him to prove that?
He shared it. So the authenticity
That's how defamation works in India, right? It's not on... That's how libel works over here. So he has to prove that he didn't...
That he has proof that they've taken 500 bucks.
So here's where it gets really funny, okay? Huh. So there was a video, right? It was all video and it was all blurry and sting operation type.
Yeah.
And there was a shop in the background. And that shop had a... you know, one of those Paytm QR code stickers?
Yeah.
So they did... So they... someone actually magnified the image.
Okay.
Found the QR code of that shop, scanned it, and found out that that shop was a kilometer and a half away from where this entire thing was happening. Or more than that. It was in another area completely. So it was all obviously just a scam and fake. And yeah, more importantly, these two ladies... I mean... representing everyone at Shaheen Bagh, they've gone and filed cases against Amit Malviya for defamation.
Also, they're getting a lot of support.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what terrifies the government, right?
Yeah.
Because
to lose to a bunch of old ladies.
They're old ladies.
Bring a government
so they
down.
They're not like students who you can tear gas and lathi charge and stuff like that. They've got all the sympathy.
And it's very difficult for people to go against them because, you know, they've got that sort of elderly woman image.
Yeah, because see, again, because they're elderly ladies, you can't even say, oh, they are being violent or they're like, you know, being they're prone to violence.
I've been hit on a bus stop.
Don't tell us what happened between you and your mom.
Mrs. Sharma went berserk. Ah, idiot, doctor.
Aunties are allowed to hit in this country, so.
No, but don't you think... Don't you think it's a...
It is what it is.
A lot of personal angst coming out on this.
Yeah, from both of you.
No, but I think it'll be fine.
Maybe you should leave.
The irony of a powerful government or something like that being brought down by a bunch of old ladies. Yeah. I mean, that is just, as a comedian and just as a philosopher,
they know
just think about
it. That's why they're... So now they're doing that thing where they're like, you know, oh, y'all are blocking traffic. Yeah, we appeal to you. Yeah. When actually, like I said, if anyone from who's in Delhi knows that area, it's in East Delhi on the way to Noida.
One car there.
There's, and it's like one step above, like, it's a really depressed area economically.
It's a halfway house from a slum to a better slum.
To a better slum, essentially. Fair enough. It's not doing anything, it's not blocking anyone.
But what's the food like?
Apparently,
I'm always worried.
Yesterday, I saw a video where the protesters were feeding the policemen.
Police, I saw
there you go. So, how, you know, it's going to be very hard for the government to tackle these guys. This is actually a very good play from a chess point of view.
Yeah.
You look at it, it's a very difficult enemy to sort of, how do you deal with them?
Yeah.
I think it's good. It'll be great fun.
Yeah.
Might dress up as an old lady and go there. The food's good.
You should go as yourself.
But guys, don't minus this thought. If you want to be in a protest, think about food. It goes on for days. Where are you going to get your food? How are you going to eat? See, I'm a kind of guy, I don't like to eat with my hands. Utensils and things like that. And, you know, they don't give
you
that.
Which is why Anna Hazare sat on an anshan.
Anna Hazare, behind Anna Hazare, I remember in the first protest in Delhi, there were lots of Chinese stalls and all that. So, I mean, it must have been really hard because you take a break for 5 minutes, you go back and you smell, you know, chow mein and all our favorite chili chicken.
Or maybe they were Chinese spies.
Maybe it was.
Let's go to the AMAs.
Let's go to the AMAs.
Yeah,
done.
If you have any questions for Cyrus, write to us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Or you can send an email to whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
Welcome back to the AMAs. We're doing this live for the first time. And Abbas has a question from Fakhruddin.
I don't have a question from Fakhruddin.
You don't?
I have a question from Apoorva Rajpurohit.
What's happening here? India's got all kinds of issues. Was he formerly Fakhruddin now, Apoorva? Is that what it's come to?
Is that what his government is doing?
I don't know, man. The old ladies may have a point. Yeah.
Hello, Cyrus and team. Yeah. Happy New Year and congratulations on 5 years into the podcast.
Not yet, but nearly. Huh.
Could you please involve Cyrus giving relationship gyan this Valentine's Day? Looking forward to hearing from Aisha. My question is, as we grow up, why do all things start to bore us? Why do we become impatient as we grow up?
No, I've always been impatient. Impatience is a huge issue with me. I don't
this
know,
man needs
Joel,
to
are you impatient?
No, because
it's
I think
it's a lady.
You drink a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Apurva can be both, by the way.
Apurva is a lady, yeah.
How do you know it's a lady?
Because I can see the picture.
Oh, you look at the picture, yeah. Dirty old man.
Email ke side mein, there's one picture.
Don't tell me this is Mark Zuckerberg again, is it?
She's written to us a lot of times before, by
okay,
the way.
Okay, yeah. All right. So, the impatience thing, I can tell you, for me, it's a genetic thing. I've always been impatient. It's my biggest problem. Mm. I can't wait anywhere. I couldn't have been a waiter. Not my thing.
That's because you're old, Cyrus, and you're confronting your own mortality. Right?
No, it was always there. But I am confronting my mortality. Last 7 years, just not dying. It's like trying my best. Traffic is so slow, you can't. The car hits you, nothing happens.
Of course, yeah.
Kaustubh is dying to say something. Go on.
No, no.
What is the rest of the question, Abbas?
The Valentine's Day question. She wants to hear you give relationship advice.
That's a terrible idea. But go ahead.
I would say for me, the number one thing comes to mind is separate rooms, separate bathrooms. I've said this before, but these for me are for marriage to work. With girlfriend and all the relationships, you have a much better chance because you don't meet enough. I always think that the less you meet, the better your chances are. And the more you meet, you're going to ask for trouble.
Not separate.
So two things. The other thing is try and socialize separately as well. If you can do that, because then you'll be happy. But because there has to be some novelty. The novelty will come from that. Now, if you cross the line, I can't, you know, that's not my business. But I'm just saying this is what I've been told by all the great kings. You know, if you look at Akbar, for example, he had 900 concubines, all in far away from him.
So, and in different rooms from each other?
No, sometimes they had to double up. It all depended.
Oh.
Spent too much money in the Battle of Panipat. And, you know, Behram Khan came to him. Boss, paisa nahi hai. What do we do? Double them up. Next thing you know. Yeah.
Okay, this one comes
I hope
from,
I've answered the question clearly.
This one comes from Avranil Paul. It's a long one, so I'm going to try and read out. No, the email.
I thought he stopped in the middle of the name. Take a breath.
Hello, Cyrus and IBM family. This is my first letter to you. I am Avranil.
Is letter the right word?
Email. Yeah, kind
email.
Of.
Email. Only I would write letter.
Communication.
I am Avranil, completing my PhD. Throughout my research career, your podcast has been my constant companion.
Ouch.
Especially during my late night
What's
experiments.
What's the PhD on? Circuses?
Especially my late night experiments in the lab. As a podcast addict, I earlier used to use Castbox, but after realizing 80% of the podcasts I listen to are from IBM, I have shifted to the IBM app, which I must say.
Is Amit writing this? It's like a plug for everything. And it can't be me. I'm not intelligent enough. It has to be Amit.
And there's a promo for the app.
Yeah,
well.
I know. Yeah.
And the humble brag.
This is too obvious. And Amit, what is his name? Avranil Paul. There's a similarity. Yeah.
Which I must say is a wonderful work has been done on the app.
Scary.
I love Cyrus says Cock and Bull, especially for the philosopher Mr. Amit Doshi, who's not here unfortunately. I love the way he presents his point of views
gravitas.
In an unbiased manner. I have three questions to
He's
ask.
Like Joel without the humor.
I have
Thanks.
Three questions to ask. First question. As much as happy I am about the uprising of Indian stand-up comedy in India, special thanks to YouTube and Mr. Ambani.
There's been a revolt.
I felt nowadays the most used topics in most of the gigs are stereotypes from political to regional. Was the scenario the same for earlier comics or is this change quite nascent? So let's
Joel,
answer that.
Since you're more into the comedy scene than I am, can you answer this? I do hear people complaining that there's too much is Delhi, Bombay. There's some easy hacks that happen.
Having hung around a fair number of comics for the last... Abbas, you've also...
And influenced a lot of them.
And no one at all. Abbas, you've also been around a lot of comics.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you why people do that and who does it. Okay, these Delhi, Bombay, Gujaratis are like so and, you know, Malayalis are like so, whatever. Because it's hacky and easy. Mm-hmm. If you go to a lot of open mics or you go to see a lot of fresh young comics, that is what they are doing because it's a guaranteed laugh.
It's also a go-to place.
Correct. It's a guaranteed laugh, yeah. Right? You stay sitting in a room and someone and you know
but
if you're
thinking
in Bombay,
about your ethnicity, everybody does around the world, for example.
Yeah,
but they have to go beyond
senior
that.
Senior comics don't do it. Or once you've got
because they're no longer that ethnicity.
Because so, they're not because, everyone considers them to be hacky.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And very like they're very
also now you've heard almost all. Gujus, Parsis, whatever.
Correct,
you know,
yeah.
40 communities all have been portrayed. Bengalis.
Correct. Did it start off with Russell going behind the Arabs or?
No. It's been on forever.
Russell himself is all
like
about.
Like if you listen to like Milton Berle and all from back in the day, they would talk about, they would make fun of Jews.
Yeah, all the Jewish.
For having big noses.
All the American.
Or Polish or, you
Jewish
know,
writers.
It's common.
But even Seinfeld and all, he talks about his family and the, you know, kind of behavior, Long Island, all
or
that.
Maybe the mimicry is what makes the whole content better than, you know.
Yeah, so there are these tropes, no? Like one is the community trope, like in India, it's specifically it's Six Indies be like
Delhi
this.
Bombay.
Delhi Bombay trope.
Right. Or, South Mumbai, North Mumbai.
Or my family is so middle class that we do this and we do that. Yeah. And it's instant relatability with
so
your
the
audience.
Marginal utility of the product has peeled a little.
Yeah, and if you, like I said, if you keep going to, if you keep seeing younger, fresher comics, this is a lot of the stuff that they do.
So younger, fresher comics, Dhyan Kijiye, please. You are not to use
hacky tropes.
Hacky tropes is a German word. It's pronounced more like hacky tropes. And whatever you do, get out of the community, the house, the family, the friends, that circle.
No, actually, I would differ with you.
But what do you do?
That's what my.
Have you not used the Baikala boy kind of thing?
I have. That's what I'm saying. So,
you know, Hindu Muslim jokes are a little different.
I know.
They're still to come.
You will do the hacky stuff. You will realize it's not working, and you will get past that. So,
like,
that's
for example,
like a, almost like a,
I can't not do my mother in Hindi. She drives me mad.
That sounds
and everybody
so
thinks
wrong,
my Hindi is
just like when your mother sounds
good
wrong.
On you, might. Yeah, but I have the right to do that all my life because she's hilarious.
Yeah.
And every week there's something new. My daughter will come to me. This is what mommy, grandma said.
PJ
Sidabao. Baba, you don't understand. First thing, I'm not Baba. Okay, let's not get into it.
Yeah.
Become what is the word? What is the word?
Hacky tropes. His second question is, name one movie while watching which in the theater you had genuinely thought of going back to the ticket counter and asking for a refund.
You mean which movie I didn't?
Yeah.
Because they charge too much.
You hated it so much that you wanted
mine
to
is a price thing more than the creative.
Uh-huh.
The price doesn't justify what I'm going through. That's the problem.
Hmm.
Remember once there was a film called Thunder. The Brave. And I had drunk all night. I was still drinking in those days. And the wife said, you have to go for the 9 o'clock show with Maya. And I was like, all over
sorry,
the place.
Sorry, which movie was this?
The Brave. It's a...
Brave. That Pixar
she becomes
film,
a bear.
Oh, Brave.
I don't know.
It's not Brave. It's Brave.
Whatever, man. I had popcorn in my hand and lots of liquids. And sitting with my daughter who was, you know, mesmerized by the film. It was so painful for me, I can't tell you.
It won the best,
so when you have children,
best
I know,
animated
but when you have kids,
Oscar.
Please understand, everybody's got their own interests.
Yeah.
When you have kids, other people in a group or whatever, sometimes you'll end up seeing films you have no... interest in whatsoever.
I generally sleep when I go with my
but I was hungover. When you don't sleep that well,
last
the sound and all wakes you up.
Krish 3, by the way.
Yeah, Krish 3, the Roshans themselves walked out.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah. Okay, the last question he's asked is, what was the last book you guys read?
Yeah, that's a tough one. What was the last book I was reading? Another book on
Does
Genghis Khan.
Is Facebook a book?
No.
Yeah.
I read the Rajdi Sardesai's 2019 election book that he wrote.
That's 15 minutes. I read Suhail Seth wrote a book, a good friend of mine, on how to behave in society or something. I read it on a flight, a 45-minute Goa flight.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the font was that big. Mm. I'm thinking, some of these books are literally, I mean, what, like 3 pages.
Yeah, you know the kind of people who read with them when they read in their lips.
Yeah, move.
Vastu, last book you read?
The Man and the Sea.
Old Man and the Sea.
The classics. But you didn't know the
that's
title.
How far back?
Ernest Hemingway.
I had read that long back, so I
but you couldn't remember old.
And that's the shortest.
Key is the old man. Old man is very important.
That's the shortest.
Man in the Sea is like the BGB is tampered with it. Old Kunikalo. It's against our culture. Just man.
Okay, I went for it because it was the shortest book that I could go for.
Good. Be honest.
Not much of a reader, yeah.
You should have read Suhail Seth's book, no?
Yeah. He didn't access.
Just finish it one visit to the loo and you'd have been there.
So, no, there are many books like that. Actually, if you want to get over a book quickly, always look at the font size. It's very important.
Like all the Chetan Bhagat books.
Yeah.
I have read all of them.
But I heard you would sit with a pen and correct the spellings and all. That's disgusting. That's really wrong. Immature.
I spent 6 years of my life in a newspaper. It's something that's so intense.
Natural. Yeah. Punctuation is wrong.
Yeah,
like but you do that actually? Huh? You do that actually?
No,
when
I
you're
don't.
Something, does it hit your head on the one? Punctuation is
wrong.
Did
you ever use Grammarly, by the way?
No.
You can't use, I mean, in a physical book, you can't use Grammarly.
But you can go back.
You have the soft copy of it and, you know.
No. So, no, like I said, I used to be in a newspaper for a long time.
Let me
tell
you some books we haven't discussed which I really like. I'm coming out of the closet here literally. Books on astrology. I find them very fascinating. And they're normally not very manly books and you don't find men reading them that much for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But I love those books. Linda Goodman and all that. I'm confessing.
Why?
I don't know.
Why
the thing
you,
is,
not
try,
why you confessing.
Joel, what are you? What sign are you? Star sign?
Libra.
Okay. So what you'll do is, so naturally, you'll go to Libra immediately and you'll start reading other two line, three line, whatever. And then you'll start thinking, oh God, wait a minute. Then they start telling you in October what's going to happen. Then you can't stop. Then when you finish Libra, you have to see who matches with you, the girlfriend, wife, whatever. Then you'll see that. Then you'll see some chick you like. Then you'll see, you know, maybe your dad or some friend. And there's no end to it, mate. I'm telling you, astrology books. Everyone should read astrology books and make India a better place.
Reverse engineering, no? Like, while you're reading, you apply it to yourself.
No, it's like
ha ha, main to aisa hi hun.
It's true.
But like,
if it says
scenarios.
In October something
See,
good is
one more
happen.
Hacky trope.
I never thought I would actually read these books, and I love them now. I love them. I think I'm going to go to Mills and Boons next. Okay. Maybe there's something in it for me.
I have read a few of them.
I'm sure you have. I've written a few myself.
I believe that.
Did you correct any spellings? Okay. Not me.
Avranil's email is still not done. He has a PS.
Oh, there's a PS.
He has a postscript. This is neither a question nor something I'm requesting to mention on the podcast. And I apologize to plug it in like this.
Yes.
I had sent a job application along with my CV. Okay, this part I'm not going to read.
No, no, why?
Go for it.
Joel will decide.
Leaving Abbas, there's a
job
space.
Application along
it's not
with
like
my
it's
CV
a
and
family
a script,
concern where he goes and the nephew comes in. Huh?
And a script for the Origin of Things, which is a show, other show we do a week ago to the career section of the IBM network. If not a reply or feedback, I expected acknowledgement upon receiving it. Unfortunately, even after check, I don't check that account, so I don't know.
Oh, so the red tape thing where you blame somebody else. Yeah. It's a Kishore's job. He's not here. He's on leave on Tuesday.
I'm not slacking again.
It'll happen soon.
But he ends on a positive note. He's like, I'm glad what you guys are doing for the Indian podcast community. I'll always be an avid listener. Wish you guys the very best.
Wow.
That's true fan.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to Susan David, who sent three emails.
Now, this is part of the letter, or
no,
you're
no,
saying
this?
This
is Susan David.
Can you take a pause? Because I don't know what's going on. Okay, the letter's not ending. And now, I want to flirt with Susan David.
No, this is me, PS.
This is not Avridip. This is me saying.
Okay.
Susan David sent us three emails.
Right.
With the subject line, how are you? Where R is spelled AR. How ARU?
Okay.
And
see, all bells are ringing in my head.
They want augmented reality.
No, I'm thinking spelling.
Yeah, that's what.
All the three emails did was say hi, and the number of eyes just kept on increasing with each subsequent email. That's
it. That's augmented reality at work.
I think it's Mark Zuckerberg.
Very metaphoric. Very metaphoric. Does she want a job also? Now let's get this clear.
I think so.
Because this one we need to hire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take it one last question. This one comes from Anuj Sharma. Hi, Cyrus. Because you always bring it up, what is your favorite category on Lobster Tube? What is Lobster Tube?
Oh, it's a porn site, Baba. Oh, it's a little blocked at the moment. A little tough. It's easier to get
lobster
from Mahesh lunch home than actually Lobster Tube, right?
But if you go to see, you can...
I have to answer this.
Sorry. Go for it.
It's a tough one. How can I answer this? I'm very straightforward.
Just name your favorite porn category.
I just like to see lots of people making love.
Gangbang.
That's not bad.
I didn't want to categorize it as anything. Look at you, crude bastard from fucking Vashi.
I don't even know what that is.
Like,
sure.
You go.
Driven snow.
You go. Do your car shit, man.
Or
go,
I don't know.
Tell us about the best car in the market. Leave us alone.
A lot of people making.
Will you shut up? You're from Baikala. There's no space to walk. What are you talking about?
I mean, no space. So every day is an orgy.
That's not called an orgy. There's no request involved. Yeah. All right, you were saying something.
Yeah.
Don't deflect the question. We want to know what your favorite porn category is.
I did not pronounce it. I thought Orgy.
Acha.
I thought Orgy. Indians will do that.
Orgy.
Arey, main Orgy dekh rahi. Somewhere in Delhi, there will be guys saying, Orgy section.
The porn sites which you can't access to, you can try disconnecting your Wi-Fi and try connecting your mobile network to it. You might get access to it because...
Oh, sweet. Doing something for society, Kaustubh. This is what
this
we
is
wanted.
This is not just for you. It's for all the listeners as well.
Yes, of course. And our listeners are all porn addicts. You're right. Thank you for that. That was lovely. So sensitive. Beautiful.
I thought he was going to go a little high tech. I thought he was going to be like, you know, disconnect your
there
Wi-Fi, download the Tor browser, get a VPN.
I thought after augmented reality, this was a more interactive cyber porn sort of
but
thing.
There is a proxy server that you can
don't have a fight about what you two are doing on porn sites in India, please. For God's sake,
it was that simple. Just like turn off your Wi-Fi.
Just get
Joel, for you and me, we still have a VCR somewhere. Now they give us trouble, governments and all, ban this, that. Just bring out the old VCR.
VCR.
We have the old cassettes.
Nobody
Debbie does. That
VCR
is.
Sorry? VCRs are extinct.
It's there somewhere. Nobody sold it.
One Iowa VCR.
I don't know. We'll have
that. Iowa company band ho
gaya. I know.
So you can't get it fixed, is what he's saying. If it's working great, otherwise it's screwed.
I used to have an Iowa music system once
really?
Upon a time. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I used to just have an Iowa. Are we done?
That's all the questions we have, yeah. I mean, there are more, but we're running out of time.
Why lie?
I'm not lying.
Okay. Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me. Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
And that's what Cyrus says.